as I said in my speech, it's the recognition of his work and his passion and him as a person and human being. I'm raising awareness through talking about him to people, to schools, and doing some other projects about him and about freedom of speech and human rights. So I've been raising awareness the last couple of years together with some other people who work with me.
I read once that you spent a night in a mock-up of a completely dark cell in which the authorities are believed to be holding him. What did you hope to achieve by that?
I was hoping to get a sense of maybe what he felt like. I know I will never get that, but I was feeling that I wanted to know what it felt like, because that campaign was to do it in 15 minutes, but I decided to sleep there overnight. And actually, after a couple of hours, because I had no phone, I had no watch, I had no clock, you know. So after a couple of hours, I actually felt forgotten and alone. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is the destiny for many people, not only my father, but many people live like that for years. And my father maybe have done that in 16 years. We don't know.
Are you a journalist yourself, Bethlehem?
I know people call me a journalist, but I would call myself a storyteller. Yeah, I'm a storyteller. I try to portray other people's stories and my father's stories. But I don't know if I'm a journalist. I think people can decide that by themselves.
The Director General of UNESCO pointed out that your father has spent nearly 16 years in jail without charge or trial. How is he being remembered in the country?
In Eritrea, I don't know. I can't answer that. But in Sweden, he's remembered by the campaigns and by our work and by always telling his story and stories that are similar to his. I think it's important for people to have awareness about this problem that is all over the world, not just in Eritrea. Journalists are facing this kind of problems everywhere. And we really have to acknowledge it, not just because they're journalists, but because they're humans.